Hey there, Patriots. I think I have to call back in. It's not working. Sorry. All right, I'm going to see. I'm going to hope that this goes through. Number to call in is 515-602-9725. Okay, people. Hello, Patriots. I think this is working now. Sorry, my other show didn't go through. I guess I was censored by the people who listen to my show and then decide whether I can be heard or not. If I'm supposed to pay to use Blog Talk Radio, it's like I'm supposed to pay to use X.com and then be banned. It's not happening, people, okay? I've wasted so much money as it is doing that. All right, this is a call to action for Operation Rainbow, action crew and leaders. As I've talked about a little bit in the past, I found all kinds of resources, things that would be great for quick building that wouldn't involve, you know, having to wait for things to be produced, that you could actually have a supply of steel insulated panels, for example, from like Raycor, and there's other companies out there that could be used for quick building, as well as now they're making cinder blocks out of hemp, which I thought was incredible. And there's so many great renewable products that are coming out, as well as products that don't involve trees that are, well, they do involve trees, but it's basically that they are stronger than conventional building materials, and they use less wood. So there's all kinds of things going on. I found out about them, and I felt very good about it. But then everything came to a screeching halt with Biden being put in and inflation soaring and everyone's getting unemployment. The illegals are getting $2,200 a month when they come in, and people are getting more on unemployment than you do from Social Security. So, yeah, it's everything's going down south, going south very quickly. So I'm putting out a call to action for Operation Rainbow, action crew and leaders. You know, there are people who have skills already that, need to be teaching them and passing them down. There's also people that are kind of in the position where they can be like a mobile building company. They can be with different, they can go where the jobs are, and they don't have to worry about housing if they have, if they use like tiny houses, for example, on site while the job is going on. Or like what I was planning on doing with our build was to have people stay at the local campgrounds and then just provide, you know, their food and a port-a-john here. I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can get around this, but right now they need to be basically creating a team of people that can be counted upon, whether it's a disaster that they're cleaning up and building after, or they're building a new school, or they're building a healing center, or a church has decided that they want to expand and, you know, provide training classes for their local population. There's all kinds of things that need to be done, but it's difficult if you don't have a team, a core, a group that you can count upon. And I know that the military are the ones that I trust because they have, you know, had to work in a team environment and they, you know, learn new skills, and a lot of them are unemployed now because they were pulled out of the Middle East by then. So I think that's the group that we need to be recruiting from. And obviously, you know, if you have a foundation like Mike Rowe has with MikeRoweWorks.org, you know, you get a lot of leads and a lot of people that can be part of this. But, you know, there's other foundations too that have, you know, skills that they're imparting and training people with. But you have to find out about it. And I was really surprised when I first lost my college job to find out about the training programs through Workforce. But what I was told over and over again, that they were all occupied by new arrivals. And so there wasn't anything for me. So even though I had paid taxes for all these years into these programs with Workforce through unemployment, you know, I wasn't able to take advantage of very many of them, the ones I wanted to, because they were occupied by other nations' people. So other nations are sending their criminals and their mental patients to America. That's who's coming. If you look at the footage on Law and Border, which is on America's Voice.news, you can see who's coming. It's not families. It's not, you know, moms and husbands and kids. It's fighting age young men. Some of them look pretty mean. Anyway, I don't think this is working, so I'm going to get off. But my call to action is that if you want to be involved with being in this group of what I call Operation Action, Operation Rainbow Action crew and leaders, please contact me on lauriebella.com, or you can send an email or to laurieandcompany@usa.com. I'm going to put this song on and hope that you hear it. I don't think this is working, so I'm getting off.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with a Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own-cold-foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you
Okay, I'm going to get off and try another show another time. Okay, on my Laurie and Company underscore mark, there's a post 19 hours ago that I put up, that Elon put out. And it's showing all the different places, different companies that put out the word that the vax was great and effective and all that stuff. Pfizer, and it's quoting the sources where it came from and what day it was posted. AstraZeneca and Pfizer. And it's, you know, they lie to us people. And if you're not angry, then I don't know what it'll take to get you angry. Also right below that post is something I reposted from Wayne Dupree, who's a veteran, on September 25th. And it's showing the crowd Trump rally. And again, I'm going to say to you that I'm not saying that Trump didn't screw up and didn't, you know, he should have not let Fauci push the lockdown and all that stuff. But by doing that, it actually saved lives. And you don't understand that yet because they haven't explained it to you, but I'll try to give you a brief scenario. Trump and the military intelligence knew what the big farm, along with the leftover Nazis, were planning on doing, which was basically mass genocide. They wanted to get rid of all of the baby boomers, in particular, people over 50, people who were raised to be patriots, people who, are pretty much, they want to get rid of white people and Christians especially. So if he had gone out on TV and said, they're going to try to kill you with this vaccine, and it's not a real pandemic, they're pretending it is, people would have thought, and the media would have totally, you know, destroyed him. He let them do what their plan was. They made them do it early because they had planned to do it in 2024 once Hillary had been president for 4 years. Because Hillary was supposed Hillary was supposed to win in 2016 and she didn't. And then Biden did not win in 2020, but they knew that Trump would win again if he ran, so they had to do something drastic. So they rolled out their plan that they had planned to do in 2018 or so, assuming that Hillary had been in power. That he made them do it early is what it comes down to. So they made a lot of mistakes, but they also caught who was involved with it. So that's the good news.